You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Friday, August 7th, 2026. Out of gas, is Europe on the brink of another natural gas crisis? Published by Lindsay Schneider. It has been a volatile spring and summer for global natural gas markets as the war in Iran has dragged on, seemingly causing prices to jump or falter with every headline. From an LNG perspective, the focus has been centered around the loss of Qatari LNG, which has created a global supply shortage that disproportionately affects Asia compared to other end markets. Asia's pull for additional cargoes, however, has created a lingering and worsening problem for Europe. Low inventories there mean that high global gas prices will not only outlast the war, they could rise further if Europe struggles to keep pace with its peak demand period. In today's RBN blog, we'll discuss Europe's gas storage woes and the potential ramifications as time runs out to refill inventories. The current conflict in the Middle East began at the end of February with strikes by the US and Israel on Iran, followed by Iran's blockage of the vital Strait of Hormuz. The strait is a key passage for oil, refined products, LNG and NGLs, and its blockage left large volumes of energy commodities stranded. As a result of the blockage, Qatar, the second largest LNG exporting nation, only the US exports more, declared force majeure and shut in LNG production, effectively reducing global supply by about 20%. In mid-March, Iran struck the two LNG trains co-owned by ExxonMobil at Qatar Energy's Ras Laffan complex, taking 12.8 million tons per annum, roughly 1.7 BCF per day, of LNG offline for years. See Eyes of the Ranger for more on the conflict and its impact on LNG. Backing up a bit, while we colloquially refer to Asia, Europe, and other LNG-consuming countries as the global gas market, it's important to note that Europe and Asia are very different when it comes to gas consumption. In Asia, gas essentially just means LNG, but Europe features a robust pipeline grid and underground gas storage, similar to the US, albeit on a smaller scale. Europe has a small amount of domestic production, although primarily from Norway, which is outside the European Union, or EU, and imports LNG. It also piped in gas from Russia prior to the 2021 to 2022 crisis, see Beyond the Sea. At the end of last winter, global gas prices, using the Japan-Korea Marker, or JKM, and the Dutch Tidal Transfer Facility, or TTF, were in the $10 to $11 per million BTU range, but immediately shot up to the high teens after the war with Iran began. Since then, prices have largely bounced between $15 to $20 per million BTU, with a few blips just above or below that range. The volatility in prices has been headline-driven, falling each time it looks like peace talks may succeed, then climbing when the headlines turn the other way. U.S. gas prices, Henry Hub, have not been impacted by the war, continuing to trade on U.S. market fundamentals and remaining in the $2.50 to $3.35 per million BTU range. While global gas prices will fall when the conflict ends and the Strait of Hormuz returns to normal traffic, it might already be too late for Europe to stave off a storage crisis heading into this winter. Europe has a working storage capacity of around 3,900 BCF, with just over 3,500 BCF of that in the EU. Within the EU, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and France hold the most capacity, in that order. The EU aims to have inventories 90% full by November 1 each year. The target was established in 2022 in response to the Russian gas crisis and the extremely low inventories of 2021. Inventories were drawn down very low last winter, well below the 10-year average, and have been slow to build since then. Because of high costs and constraints on the market, the EU decided in April to relax its November 1 target to 80%. European storage inventory levels are slightly above where they were in 2021, as Russia was cutting piped imports into Europe as tensions on the Ukraine border were mounting. But injections have lagged this year and current inventories are sitting near the bottom of the 10-year range. If the EU's injections can match the 10-year average for the remainder of the season, that would only get inventories to around 75% full. Injections would need to be more in line with the aggressive pace of 2022 to achieve the EU's 80% target. But that pace of injection came at a hefty price, both in terms of global gas prices. TTF averaged over $45 per million BTU during the 2022 storage injection season, and the personal comfort of EU citizens, as extreme austerity measures were imposed to curb demand and reach those storage targets, see it's not enough, and it's too late for more on the price impact. The loss of Qatari LNG has weighed heavily on the global market, but expectations that the war will resolve before winter are also making storage injections in Europe economically unattractive. Europe's forward curve remains backwardated. Prices for this coming winter are below prices right now, providing no incentive to inject into storage. It is possible that the EU will step in, as it did in 2022, to ensure that inventories rise, but that will come with a cost and put even more upward pressure on gas prices. Before Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022 and the subsequent series of escalating sanctions, Russia provided as much as 40% of Europe's natural gas, but that was reduced to near zero following the fallout of the Ukraine war. Europe has greatly expanded its LNG import capacity since then, with the US emerging as a primary supply source. See Turn the Page. From the beginning of 2022 through this winter, the US has exported 64% of its LNG to Europe. Those flows are somewhat seasonal, typically peaking in the winter, falling in the late spring, then rising again as Europe gets closer to gas withdrawal season. Depending on the overall level of storage inventories compared to seasonal norms and the EU's target fill levels, the seasonal level will be more or less in a given year. This year, if the market was only considering storage inventory levels, that seasonality should be virtually non-existent. But the reality is that Asia needs those cargoes too. And so far it has been outbidding Europe to offset the loss of Qatari LNG. US exports to Europe are at a multi-year low while exports to Asia are at an all-time high. In 2022, the dip in US exports to Europe was muted. The lowest point was in June, when the US exported 47 of the 88 cargoes that month to Europe before rapidly increasing as winter approached. This year has been closer to 2024, and while total US exports are much higher this year than they were in 2022, the US exported just 54 cargoes to Europe in June, 17 fewer than June 2025 and the lowest since August 2024. Exports to Europe ticked up modestly in July and early August, but nowhere near enough to have the dramatic impact on storage inventories that Europe needs. So, the EU is now essentially in a game of chicken, facing the very tough decision of letting the situation play out and risking the consequences of a severe winter, or intervening, and driving already high prices even higher. More US LNG exports would certainly help, and cargoes will increase as we get closer to winter. But in general, US export capacity has been somewhat hamstrung by delays at Golden Pass LNG and maintenance at some existing terminals, most notably Freeport LNG. A far larger factor would be the return of Qatari LNG, but the further into injection season we get, the more perilous things look for this winter. Out of Gas was written by Isaac Brock, Jeremiah Green, and Eric Judy. It appears as the ninth song on Modest Mouse's second studio album, The Lonesome Crowded West. The song uses highway imagery to address feelings of frustration and emotional burnout. Personnel on the record were Isaac Brock, lead vocals, guitar, Eric Judy bass, Jeremiah Green, drums, and Brian Weber, bartender. The Lonesome Crowded West was recorded between May and June 1997 at Moon Studios in Olympia, Washington, and Avon Studios and John & Stu's in Seattle. Produced by Calvin Johnson, Isaac Brock, and Scott Swayze, the album was released on the independent label Up Records in November 1997. It did not reach the Billboard charts upon its initial release. The reissue of the LP on Isaac Brock's Glacial Pace label in November 2014 reached number one on the Billboard vinyl albums chart. One single was released from the LP. Modest Mouse is an American indie rock band formed in Issaquah, Washington, in 1993 by singer-slash-guitarist Isaac Brock, drummer Jeremiah Green and bassist Eric Judy. The band is currently based in Portland, Oregon. They have released 8 studio albums, a live album, 2 compilation albums, 6 EPs, and 25 singles. They have sold more than 3 million records worldwide. 16 members have passed through the band since its formation. Founding member and drummer Jeremiah Green died in December 2022 in Squim, Washington, at 45. The band still records and tours and is slated to release its next LP, Shadows in the Shade, in early 2027. They are on tour in the US through October.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.